Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. As always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin the meditation standing up. Your eyes are closed. Your hands and arms are free to your sides. You're listening to your breath, listening to your thoughts. And you're freeing your body. As you are freeing your body, you begin relaxing the head and your neck. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the arms, the top of your back between the shoulders, right there at the spine. Just letting it go. This is where we often carry a lot of our stress nowadays. Of course, the reason for that is because this is where we are challenged today as individuals every single day to connect, communicate, and understand others. So that's where we also tend to have the stress. Relax down the back to the lower back area, around the hips and the knees and the legs and the feet and the ankles, the toes. Relaxing the hands and the wrists. And if you're still in a stand-up posture, you may feel how the hands and the wrists kind of have their own life now. Give them that freedom, give them that opportunity to begin guiding you. Pay attention to the often incredible feeling of being embraced by this incredible envelope all around you. Envelope, soothing energy. Feel it. Beautiful. Relax a little more. as you begin noticing everything around you, noticing with your mind's eye, becoming aware of your surroundings with your mind's eye, your body also sensing all the way around you, actually a very powerful tool, because we often either dismiss the existence of what's behind us, or completely lose the awareness of the body itself during the meditation, somehow go into a solely mental, inner experience. Forget to notice the body experience, the external. When I say the body, I mean at this moment, I mean the surface of our body, the skin. So what I want you to do right now is you are, whether you are still standing or in a posture, just try and sense that envelope all around you of the energy. Try to do that. Of course, today's meditation is continuing our journey of dynamic meditation and mindset, powerful mindsets that allow us to take our meditations to another level, just by every time bringing one more little notch of awareness, helping to maximize the time we spend in a meditative state, helping raise that quality of the energy that we're after. What I would like to do today is read a very, very short story again. I find stories seem to have longevity and power. And I would like to hear, actually, your feedback on that story, because there's going to be some elements there of really deep, at least for me, may seem very simple, but very deep for me, and awareness of self. And today's meditation focus, mindset, is dynamic rebuilding. Dynamic rebuilding. And the name of the story is actually Destroying and Rebuilding. It's a true story. a man was invited to Gongkon Gema, the site of the Zen Buddhist temple. When he got there, he was surprised to see that the extraordinary beautiful building, very extraordinary, was situated in the middle of a vast forest. But it was right next to a huge piece of waste ground. He asked, what was that waste ground? And the man that was in charge explained, that is where we build the next temple. That is where we build the next temple. Every 20 years, we destroy the temple you see before you and rebuild it again on the site next to it. This means that the monks who have trained as carpenters and stonemasons and architects are always using their practical skills and passing them on to their apprentices. It also shows them that nothing in life is eternal, and that even temples are in need of constant improvement. So here it is in Gongkon Gema. The Zen monks have a temple in the forest and a waste ground next to them. And every 20 years they destroy the beautiful temple they have and rebuild it again next to it. By that they ensure that the monks who have trained as carpenters, stonemasons, and architects always have their practical skills, using them and passing them on to the apprentices, and it's also symbolic that nothing in life is eternal and that even temples are in need of constant improvement. I'm wondering, how would you reflect on this story? What does this story mean to you when it comes to dynamic rebuilding? Where do you think you are in your life? Years ago, I used to talk about the answer the question of why we self-sabotage. Why do we feel the need for self-sabotage? And this is because the feeling of growth, of is sometimes required to be happy. So every time we reach a certain point of success, it's different for different people. We tend to want to self-sabotage ourselves a little bit. And that is, of course, for the same, similar reason that those monks are rebuilding their temple. They too seem to use that technique. Now, I must bring your attention to the fact that the story may be true, but it also extremely symbolic. And I would want to assume that the Zen Buddhist monks at the Gongkhan Gana Gima temple actually understand that it is symbolic, and that when it comes to our human potential, when it comes to our human potential, we must experience growth and place that wasteland not next to us, not parallel to us, but that wasteland is naturally, if I could symbolically represent, above us. And we rebuild ourselves higher. Higher again, symbolically, almost like a tower to the next floor, to the next level, so we can see a bigger truth from another perspective. And if we do understand that, then at some point we recognize that unlike nature, that seemed to live on the level of survival because it reached its peak potential, and the season that tend to have the leaves change every season and kind of destroy the beauty of the tree and then bring it back again. We don't have to destroy to rebuild. Not anymore. And therefore, we don't need to self-sabotage. Because we have enough potential inside of us not to have to. So the mindset of today, the dynamic meditation of today, is a different meaning for dynamic rebuilding. A different meaning that allows us to remind ourselves time and time again that we, unlike a building or a tree, need not destroy to grow. We need not to fight to enjoy each other. We need not to go into a deep, deep, deep depression so we can again feel important and powerful and happy. We can always build that tower higher above us. But not because we are necessarily striving to pull our power, but because we yet have a lot of unfulfilled potential for a different reason. So, recognizing unfulfilled potential, growth is a little bit more humbling. Is that a word like that, humbling? As opposed to proving our strength to overpower. Same direction with a different feeling, mindset. So here we are. Let's take the next 5 minutes and simply reflect dynamic rebuilding as part of awakening potential and not part of self-sabotage and destroying. Now, the story may be great, the words may be powerful. It is this energy right now that can help us own these words and make it our own. So we don't have to fight ourselves. Not on that level, not for the simple breath of air. And not over and over again. is remembering. As part of dynamic rebuilding, there is no need to destroy. We challenge sufficiently my life. That waste ground in the story is not parallel to us, but it is the opportunity, the potential, the unfulfilled potential that symbolically may be above us that we want to bring down into our life, add to our life. Awaken inside of us so we can see, so we can experience. Listen to the energy. Let your body guide you. Even if you may have missed some of the story, even if you may have not completely recognized that all the elements of the story, which we never do completely, I want you to listen to the energy, recognize the power of it. Carries within it the message. Very good. I'm so happy that you are here today because it is a special energy and it does carry a so, so important message for ourselves. If you have a few more moments, please stay with this energy. Otherwise, we have completed this morning's meditation. Embody, internalize, take it into your day, take it into your life. Come back to it if needed. And I wish you all the best. My name is Eric Feldman. This is our daily call.